Hundreds of people from across Wisconsin are expected to march at the state capitol this morning, calling for changes in the Department of Corrections. As WUWM's Angelina Mosher-Salazar reports, the groups are upset about several initiatives that Governor Tony Evers has proposed in his budget.
The Day of Action is being sponsored by the prison reform group Wisdom. Executive Director David Liner says the group is particularly focused on the state-run Milwaukee Secure Detention Facility in downtown Milwaukee. An inmate recently died there. Wisdom has described the conditions as inhumane, and Liner says Democratic Governor Tony Evers promised to work with the organization on closing the place. But instead, Liner says the governor is proposing $8 million in his budget for repairs to the facility. Liner calls the switch mystifying.
They're planning to spend $8 million to fix the ventilation system in a project that wouldn't even be completed until 2023. And in the meantime, there are so many other things wrong with using that building as a place where we hold people. I mean, there still wouldn't be windows. There still wouldn't be any outdoor recreation. There still wouldn't be a chance for any kind of an in-person visit with loved ones when people are there.
After loading into buses, activists are expected to drive from Milwaukee to Madison to personally deliver a letter to the governor, calling on his administration to close the Milwaukee Secure Detention Facility as soon as possible. Liner says, in addition, the letter asks for changes in revocation policies and the release of what he calls many parole and pardon-eligible inmates.
We need the Department of Corrections to greatly reduce and eventually eliminate the practice of crimeless revocations, of sending people back to prison who haven't been convicted of committing a new crime, who just have violated a rule of their supervision. Other states have taken steps to cut way back on that, and those are the states like Texas that are actually closing prisons.
Milwaukee Democratic State Senator Lena Taylor agrees with the need to reform revocation.
I support that. As a matter of fact, it's something before they even said it that we were told by the experts who came and looked at our system and told us what we needed to do to change it. They told us our crimeless revocations were one of our largest drivers into our system.
Taylor says more lawmakers from both parties recognize problems with the current system, and she's witnessed what she calls a change in mentality. That makes her optimistic that they'd support revising policies.
We reached a historic high for the number of individuals who were incarcerated. We also reached a historic high on the amount of money that we're spending on corrections. I really believe that this session there will be a greater possibility of dealing with not only crimeless revocations, but even the rules of what probation and parole have.
However, Taylor's optimism doesn't extend to closing the doors of the Milwaukee Secure Detention Facility, or MSDF.
Realistically, I don't see MSDF closing tomorrow or something like that. I mean, we are multiple years away from even closing the juvenile facility that needed to be closed.
Because Taylor says closing MSDF isn't realistic, she says the state needs to instead see how it can make MSDF a more humane facility and use it less. Governor Evers and his Department of Corrections did not respond to a request for comment on this story. Angelina Mosher-Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.